This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
And it just doesn't look good. Listen, in the end, I'm not ready to give up on everybody. Not all the players. Maybe I'm pretty close to Austin Jackson, giving up on him for sure. But no, there's a lot. Although he might make it as a guard, maybe. I don't know. We'll see now. That's next. Certainly not a tackle right now. But I'd like to see everybody else with a good amount of playing time before I'm, you know, deciding that, okay, they cannot play. Even Noah Igbinoghamy, who has no ball skills whatsoever. I would like to see the kid play more, and I know he's going to make more mistakes, but I can find out if he'll learn. You know what I mean? If he never plays, I'll never know if he can learn and get better. There's a lot of us that have tried things in life that we sucked at the beginning, and then as we kept playing, we got better, right? Whether it's a video game or it's skateboarding or cooking or barbecuing or waxing your car. You know, you might have been really crappy the first time you did it and all that, and then as you did it more and more, you got, you know, in a groove and you figured it out, and now the car looks, you know, perfect compared to how you used to do it. Everything takes practice. Sex takes practice. You're not going to be great at sex the first time out, but as time goes on and as you continue to have sex and explore and try all kinds of things, and you know, you develop a repertoire. So I'm just saying, everything kind of takes a little time, you know. And even with Noah, I would like to give him more time. But I understand those of you that want to fire Chris Greer and you want to get rid of Flo and you're tired of Tua. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. You want to feel that way. I know I will piss a lot of you off and frustrate some of you that I am going to be a little bit more patient with those three gentlemen, even though it looks terrible right now. But I cannot argue with anybody that is unhappy with 1-5, and they look like a mess right now. And they look like they're poorly coached, and players aren't achieving their, you know, potential, young and old, by the way. It's across the board, the problems with the Dolphins. So those of you that want to fire everybody, what am I going to tell you? You're wrong? I can't tell you you're wrong. Those of you that only want to fire one guy, either Flo or Greer, what am I going to do? You know? You have plenty to stand on, plenty to complain about.